All right, this meeting is called to order at 7:25 PM on September 5th, 2019. Before we begin, I would like to acknowledge that this meeting is taking place on Treaty 6 territory, the traditional homeland of the Métis. We would like to affirm our relationship with the people of this land, and we recognize that learning has taken place here long before this institution. Can we start by having councillors state their names? We'll start with VP.
VP Munoz Pimentel.
VP Bell.
Councillor Deer.
Councillor Power.
Councillor Reeser.
Councillor Foley.
Councillor Illing.
Councillor Isaac Reeser.
Councillor McCune.
Councillor Kanharama.
Councillor Rabinit.
President Ratmus Panes.
All right, and we're going to start off with... Yes. All right, and we're looking to number one, so adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda? Okay, made by VP Munoz Pimentel and seconded by VP Bell. Are there any amendments needing to be made to the agenda? Okay, seeing none. Seeing none, we'll go to a vote. So, all in favor? Any opposed? This passes. Yay! Okay, and moving down to number two, introductions. So,
thank you, Chair. And I'm super happy to see some very involved individuals from our gallery come and join us at today's first USC meeting. We have Kiefer Roberts, who is an Indigenous student here on campus and is in the Department of Political Studies. We have Celeste Robillard, a student from Edwards School of Business. We have Tegan Knott, who is joining us from your college?
Pharmacy and Nutrition.
We have Zach Kostichuk, who is from the Computer Science Department.
Mathematics
Department, my apologies, from the College of Arts and Science. And as well, Samuel Hillis, who is from the?
Computer Science
Department. So let's give a round of applause for these folks. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Moving down to number three, council addresses. We have no council addresses today, so we'll just keep moving down. Number four, minutes and reports for information. So we will be skipping 4.2 to 4.13 and go straight to 4.1 USC minutes. President Ratmus Panes. Yes. Okay, we'll pass it off to VP Munoz Pimentel.
This is going to be problematic for these people because most of them were not in attendance at that meeting, and so they, because this is a formality to put it into the formal record, so most of them wouldn't have a clue whether the minutes were accurate or not. So we might just want to, like you, I think you were there and a couple of you were there, just have somebody move it into the minutes.
Basically, I'll just give a quick rundown what happened that council meeting. So that was our last council meeting of the year, was March 28th of 2019. And the main discussion point at that point was we had Roy Romano come in and he gave a small presentation. And then we had Donnie Warner from SCCC talking about career meetups. And that's really it. There wasn't really anything else spoken at the end of the meeting. It was a very short, sweet meeting. So with that being said, I'll just make a motion to move these minutes into the official record.
Okay. So moved by VP Munoz Pimentel and seconded by President Ratmus Panes. Is there any debate on the minutes and reports? Seeing none, we will go into a vote to move them into the official record. All in favor? Any opposed? All right, that passes. Moving down to number six, new business. We'll start with 6.1, VP Munoz Pimentel.
I guess this is just announcing the fact that we have to start selecting some committees within this council. So the first one is appointments committee, and that one's probably the most important one. That committee is chaired by President Ratmiss Panas, and the executive is also involved in it, and it has it's counselor based, and it meets once. You meet once in this committee, and its main responsibility is to select the students at large. So you go through the student at large applications, and you select the students at large that go into each of the committees that fall under University Students Council. Yeah, so that will be coming next week. So do think if you want to get involved in that. It is just a one meeting commitment, and it's done.
Thank you. 6.2, President Ramos Pass.
Thank you, Chair. So the Elections Committee is sort of an opportunity for elections, and I say this with great importance because, as you may notice around this room, we are missing quite a few bodies. And in order to make sure that, and to ensure that we're doing great business on behalf of our constituents, we need to ensure that this room is full and that students that are represented from engineering all the way to the College of Education and from each constituency that we bring to this table, we need to ensure that there are folks that are our counselors here within the next couple of weeks. So the elections, and as well as we also need a vice president of student affairs to join us in our executive as well. So the elections committee will be the people to kind of set the rules, but also to set how elections are run. And the biggest thing that we really need to fill up are the by-elections. Those will be coming within the next couple of weeks, but we need folks to join this committee so that we can have a by-election at a set time. So if folks are interested, I invite you to run for this committee. Again, that will be coming next week. The only thing is, to my knowledge as a previous counselor, being on this committee, you will not be able to run for election to the USSU. In the following election, but you do have the opportunity to resign from that committee later on after we fulfill the by-elections that occur, hopefully in October. So, and I can't stress that enough, we need to get to a by-election for another vice president and as well as many more counselors around this table. So I really stress the importance of being able to sit on this committee, and we need three counselors of interested to join this committee. So that will be coming up next week. If you're interested, please put your name forward next week. Thank you.
6.3, VP Bell.
So we have Budget and Finance Committee coming up. So this committee deals with funding to campus groups, as well as some of the internal finance of the organization, including our budget. So members who are fulfilling seat on this committee will be a part of the budgeting process for 2020-2021, and they'll be helping out with the allocation of resources for that. We get to meet every week, so we're actually a nice little family. It's very fun. That's
all. Thank you. Moving down to, yes.
I have to note that this is far from the full roster of committees, and the executive did a, to quote medicine, a triage to decide which was to decide the absolutely critical committees that absolutely have to be absolutely filled right away, and those are the three that we came up with. So the rest of the committees are in your book, and they'll be filled in the fullness of time.
Thank you. So moving down to number eight, questions, comments, announcements. Yes.
Thank you, Chair. So some very good news. During the next federal election, we are going to be able to provide students with the opportunity of accessible voting stations where Roy Romano Chamber, the very chamber that we sit in today, will be used for where students can make a decision in the next federal election, the upcoming federal election. However, it does come at a cost. And this cost is, unfortunately, we will not be able to use these chambers for the dates of October 3rd and October 10th due to voting that will occur. We are getting paid rent as a union for this, and it's up to above $45,000. $4,500. My apologies. I added a double zero. I added another zero. But I mean, correction, Dallas. $4,500. Sorry to make your eyes lit. But it'll be $4,500 for the union. And as well as we do have a place where we're going to host the University Students Council during that time, and that will be in Arts 241, the Neat B. Timlin Theater. And that's where we can host this council meeting at that time. So reminder to folks, make sure to put that in your schedules that our council meetings on October 3rd and October 10th will be hosted in Arts 241 Neat B. Timlin Theater. Thank you, Chair.
Yep, VP Munoz Pimentel.
Two things. So first thing is face-to-face, if you weren't a counselor before, it's basically the executive goes through the different colleges and units and kind of goes and sets up a table and we give information and we kind of meet and greet a lot of people there. So this program is starting up next week, and this time we try to target the areas that we don't have at this table. So the first one that we're doing is the most empty of the colleges right now also. Engineering. So we will be in engineering next Tuesday from 10 to 2 p.m. So please feel free to join us. And actually, that's an open invitation. It's from 10 to 2 p.m. If you want the schedule, you're more than welcome to have it. It's on the website as well. And it would be great to have counselors also involved in this as a way to have some outreach and to get you guys also involved in this process. So yeah, we're in engineering just outside of the student lounge from 10 to 2 p.m. on Tuesday. And as well, the Office of the University Secretary has a peer advocacy training that's happening on September 28th. I have an online registration link that I can send out to the council later tonight or tomorrow morning, probably. And it's $25, and you get fed, and you get taught how to like advocate for your peers, and it's all about conflict resolution, and it's actually like a really interesting thing. I can send out more information on that tomorrow. But it is something that you guys should definitely also look into, you know, for advocacy purposes. And if you're sitting in university council, it's really important to kind of get to know some of those finicky things, because you might be sitting in some of those academic boards yourselves. So that's for me.
President Rademus.
Just something that I noticed, Chair, during the introductions of the meeting, Councillor Claussen was not in the room at that time, so didn't get a chance to introduce themselves. So just for the record, Councillor Claussen is in the room and is present at council.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments, announcements? Yes, VP Munoz Pimentel.
I'm just standing up all the time. My knees are going to go like Caroline's. So also tomorrow night is the Toga Run and the football game over there. The executive is going to be over at the stadium. It's my first time at a football game. You should come and check it out. here. And according to my first time experiences, it's apparently really fun to watch me scream and squeal for a while, because that happened in Tokyo a lot while watching this like robot cafe thing. So really do come out. It's a really fun story. My prof was like, I wasn't watching the show, I was watching your facial expression. So that tomorrow. No, it's very not like that, Seth. And then also pickle party's happening at Louise on Saturday, so you guys should really come on out and hang out with us, because we will be there. So yay, that's it.
Any other questions, comments, announcements?
If you're really itching for some social engagement and would like to watch a fantastic movie, Hocus Pocus is starting in 20 minutes.
Hey, outside. In the bowl.
I'll be watching it, will you?
All right, anything else? Yes.
Good. Just lastly on my part, folks, I want to say how happy I am to see such an engaged group of individuals be in this room today, including from our gallery as well, because it makes a great importance of you being here and being engaged and being a part of this body. You add to a lot of the good that occurs from universities, and many changes have been able to be made within institutions because of bodies like this. And so I am grateful to the individuals around here, and I look forward to the next year that we have ahead. I cannot stress enough that we need to have more folks around this table representing colleges that aren't present today. And so I hope that if you know somebody that is interested in running in our by-elections, once we set up our elections committee, of course, but if you know of anybody who is interested, to bring them over to this council meeting and to show them that this they have a part to play, that they have a role to play in creating a better community for students. So thank you, Chair. And thank you very much, everyone.
Yes, Councillor Deer.
Would the Chair be able to send an email with which colleges are unrepresented or unelected right now, just so that we can reach out to peers if we know of anyone?
Yep, so I'm not sure if it's, I'll do it, but I, no, that's okay. That's fine. So GM Control will absolutely make that happen. Yep. Right. Yes, Member Kostchuk?
I'm just curious as to if there's any numbers that we can get for growth of certain colleges or campus groups. If there is any way to see statistics on, rate of growth for certain groups. The computer science department, I know, is growing quite large, and I would like to see and compare it to other colleges just for future reference on so that I can know what to expect for coming years and what we can plan for you know, our future as a small group. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Anyone that would like to take that on? All right, President.
Thank you, Chair. So there is a census that is usually done from the university that sort of talks about the growth of the university and sort of the numbers of each college and constituency as well. But unfortunately, that won't be done until a little later on in the term. Usually around October, I believe, is when it's done, if memory serves me well. In terms of the computer science department, I believe it's not so much a constituency that is present hearsay. We have so the ASSU and the College of Arts and Sciences sort of who would be represented for, or who computer science department students would be represented by. And in saying that, we do have a seat that is open for the College of Arts and Science. And so if you are interested, or if you know of anybody that might be interested from the computer science department or the mathematics department in the arts and science counselor position, I encourage you to let them know that by-elections will be on the way in the upcoming future in this term, and that we'd be very happy to have them at this table to represent those students. Thank you, Chair.
Any other questions, announcements, comments? All right, seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.